This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anytime you get embarrassed like that, you find out what you're made of. You find out a lot about people in times of adversity. And I think this will be a good test for our football team. Hopefully we'll become better for it. But certainly there's a lot of work to be done. We got to use every moment from today till we play the Giants to get it done.
Thank you.
You guys have a good one.
There you go. He is.
I wanted to hear the one before that. Go ahead, Steve.
No, go ahead. What?
The one he said before that. Did you hear when he said we got schemed up?
Yeah, that means he got out coached.
And he admitted that.
He admitted that.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he better.
I've always heard coaches say that behind the curtain. And I've always said to myself, I wish my coaches would just sometimes be transparent and just say that. It would have been so refreshing to hear that, because that's what players think when they give me.
These younger guys are more honest about
it. They are.
Yeah.
Versus the old school guys.
They are.
Like McVay.
They're not as guarded.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Get to him.
He is Mike Clemens, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Michael, how are you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. Leroy, what great news today.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Leroy Butler, a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, for those just tuning in.
You guys are right about you know, Matt LaFleur walks the fine line of telling the story but not losing the locker room at the same point.
Absolutely.
And now, you know, here's the deal. I thought a caller earlier today on the station had a great point. He said, you know, you guys are ripping on Aaron Rodgers for holding on the ball too long and maybe LaFleur and his play calling, but is anybody talking about the fact how much difference could the game have been if Brian Bulaga had been there through four quarters? That's a pretty good point, because – let's face it, you know, you got Nick Bosa in the backfield all night long because he's, you know, the number two overall pick is up against some undrafted kid out of Richmond.
Yeah, they still lose, Mike, though. Come on.
Right. No, yeah, and I just thought it was an interesting perspective to consider. The bottom line to me is that defensive four is it. I've been trying to think about teams in the 90s, Leroy. I don't know if it was the Cowboys. Other teams that besides, you know, good game plan, talented athletes on the perimeter, but just flat-out physical. But this is one of them right now. And, of course, those Ravens last night, oh, my God. And so LaFleur, though, he's got to sell it to the press and, most importantly, to his players. It's technique and mental errors.
From an offensive perspective, we had way too many mental errors. It was probably as many as we've had in a really long time, maybe since the first game of the season. So that never – it almost doesn't even afford you the opportunity to make plays. But I still think that goes back to coaching. So we got to coach our guys better so they don't make those mental errors. We got to make sure that we put them through the situations that we think they're going to get in the game so that they can play fast and they can do what they're supposed to do.
Suggested when he was asked, well, hey, Alex Light, he'll get all the snaps in practice, right? Because Bulaga with the MCL, he's going to be out a couple weeks, and that'll help. And he goes, yeah, or there's other things we could be looking at. So we have the best five out there, which means Billy Turner to right tackle, Lucas Patrick moving in at right guard.
Musical chairs.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, Patrick's pretty good at guard. And Taylor, you're paying him, so you're going to find out. And at least he's had more snaps in the NFL at that position when he was out at Denver. They made some moves today. They got this Josh Nyman, 6'7", 27 reps at the combine. Big kid. I liked him, like, against the Texans in the preseason with his run blocking. They had him play left tackle. because they're looking for a backup left tackle, but he can't pass protect. I mean, it's he's a project when it comes to that. They moved him up to the roster today with that spot when Cole Madison went down in practice last Thursday with an ACL, so they filled that roster spot after the Bulaga situation. They signed another tackle to practice squad today, a kid named Cody Conway out of Syracuse.
Look, when you talk about this offensive line and this guy and how they're going to go about doing these things, Mike, really, at the end of the day, we still aren't sure really how long Bulaga is going to be out, right?
Right. I mean, it's, you know, MCL sprain, your guess is as good as mine. He had something like that earlier, and people thought 4 to 6 weeks, and he was back in two.
What has to happen then at the end of the day is no matter who's playing right tackle, you're probably going to either have to chip or slide protection, or do different things to help, whether it's Billy Turner or whether it's Light.
Yeah, and I don't know why they can't, you know, use Danny Vitale at fullback or Mercedes Lewis more often to try and help out a right tackle like that. Just line them up like a like an H-back, you know, to help with that situation. They didn't seem to run plays designed to run right at Bosa to try and compensate for that or screens to that side. You know, I don't get it. I don't get that part.
And now they get a Giants team that's not very good, so that should be nice.
You know, think about this, too. Here's a Giants, and they won the two Super Bowls with Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning, beat the Packers both times to get to the Super Bowl. Here's the headlines today. Here's what's going on in New York. You talk about distractions. After that was a 19-14 loss at Soldier Field of the Bears. Headline, their quarterback, Daniel Jones, collateral damage of Pat Shurmur's Giants failures. Pat Shurmur, their head coach, making it so hard for the Giants to keep him. Pat Shurmur, playing dangerous game with owner John Mara. Pat Shurmur, among the NFL's biggest coaching losers. And then they got the rumor out on Sunday night that if they cut Pat Shurmur in his second year, that they might be, the Giants might be interested in Jason Garrett.
Ugh.
If Jerry Jones makes him a free agent.
One mistake followed up by another mistake. Keep on going.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they push out Tom Coughlin, right? They promote Ben McAdoo, a McCarthy guy, from offensive coordinator to head coach. He lasts a year and a half. They cut him. Steve Spagnuolo, he's back for a second tour of duty as defensive coordinator. He serves out as interim head coach. And last year they hire Pat Shurmur, who was Fritz, you know, our defensive coordinator in the 90s. It's a nephew of him. Pat's an offensive guy. He had a good season a couple of years ago, 2017, with the Vikings, when they got to the playoffs. But here's what they've done. Since they got rid of the old man, Tom Coughlin, they went 11-5, and they lost to the Packers in the wild card. Then they went 13-3 and fired Ben McAdoo. They've gone 5-11 under Shurmur, and now here they sit at 2-9. The Giants franchise, has never lost every game in the month of October and November until Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears. They're in the middle of a 7-game losing streak, and this is all that Pat Shurmur can tell you.
I think on defense, you just got to play team defense and fight through it. And they did a good job of that. You know, they had the long drive, but we got the interception, which was awesome. And then they gave us an opportunity at the end with the ball to go down and win a one-score game. So I was pleased with the way they fought. But we as a team didn't get it done.
I mean, you want to go through a wall for that guy, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It gets me all excited to play.
You know?
Pat Shurmur!
I mean, you know, some guys should just stay coordinators and not head coaches. The last game the Giants won was back in September against the Redskins. You know, Marcus Golden is their linebacker. He's pretty good. He's got 7.5 sacks. He looks to get a contract renewed. It's special teams, they got problems with the long snapper. He rolled the ball in the turf at Soldier Field to the holder, and their place kicker, Aldrick Rosas. He was named All-Pro kicker last year. He's in his third season. He misses two kicks on Sunday in Chicago. Then he had a kickoff go short and out of bounds, and then he gets to have some words with Pat Shurmur on the sidelines. So they got all kinds of messes going on. Jabril Peppers, I really liked him when he was playing for Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. He's got this 40-yard punt against the other day that I thought that would spark the Giants in that game. He ended up having to leave the game with a fracture in his back. And then Golden Tate, you know, the Seahawks, Lions, Eagles, Giants, chance to interview him. He's a pretty good guy. He's out in the concussion protocol. So that just leaves Daniel Jones, this kid who got off to a hot start, not a very good offensive line, Saquon Barkley is missing in action. He can't get more than 50 yards a game.
Mike, what about Evan Engram, the pass-catching tight end? You would think after the Packers can't defend tight ends that he'd be – but he's questionable as well.
It is. And, you know, the thing is, Pat's an offensive guy. Now, it's not that very good of a defensive line. I guess the whole plan was, let's get Daniel Jones out there, get some experience. We'll get a better draft pick. You know, Gettleman will be telling us. And, you know, Gettleman, the GM's a little flaky. He's the guy that said, oh, we're never going to trade Odell Beckham Jr., and then they did. But Dan Jones, you know, he's on the run against the Bears. He cuts his index finger. The Bears have a turnover, and they got 3 minutes to go 90 yards, and, you know, down by one score, and he's just throwing incompletions. And here's what the kid had to say after the loss.
The guys we have on the team, I think when you look across the board, we have a lot of players who can make plays. I think when you look at, you know, our season and this stretch, we've played well at times and haven't, you know, consistently enough. That consistency is what we're, you know, searching for, is what we need to achieve if we want to be better. But, you know, I think we're certainly capable. I think everyone's mindset is to get back on track, and we certainly have the means to do it.
I never downplay these opponents, but, man, I just watched more of that Bears and Giants, and their coverage sucks. I mean, you know, they went against the Bears, you know, Robinson and Miller and those guys, but those guys were wide. Trubisky had wide-open receivers all day that he just couldn't go out and get the ball to, and I don't see much of a pass rush either.
I just think that this game, the Redskins game, should just be wins, put them away, and not think about it anymore. Mike Clemens, thanks so much for coming on, my friend, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Big Show. Appreciate it. You too.
I know you're going to eat a lot, so just take it easy,
Mike. I'm hovering, man. I'm hovering.
You're hovering. You should be. Yeah, you've worked hard all Packer season. Take care. There is Mike Clemens of the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Great Midwest Bank, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. They've been around a long time. So has Wendy's. 50 years, in fact, for Wendy's. And they want you to celebrate with them for a limited time. Let's talk about their Frosties, right? We know they have the chocolate Frosty. They have the vanilla Frosty. Well, now for a limited time, they're taking that vanilla Frosty and they've turned it into the birthday cake Frosty that you can get right now at Wendy's. And how about this? That's not all. They also have a Wendy's birthday cake Frosty Sunday. That's right. They put that birthday cake Frosty into a cup. Then they sprinkle rainbow sprinkles all over the top of that, and they put sugar cookies in there as well in that cup. Absolutely delicious for a limited time only at Wendy's, celebrating 50 years with you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.